aussi, quoi, le claque.
Oui, oui. Good morning, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I now declare open the first session of the Group of Governmental Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapon Systems established by the 5th Review Conference of the High Contracting Parties to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. As the chairperson of the group, I wish to take this opportunity to warmly welcome all of you here today. This is a significant occasion as we embark on the formal consideration of emerging technologies in the field of lethal autonomous weapon systems in the context of the objectives and the purposes of the convention in the form of a GGE. I may remind you that such a body was last established and last met in this context in 2011. Before I go any further, I want to convey my condolences to the governments of Iraq and Iran on the loss of life in the tragic earthquake. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, our meeting demonstrates a maturing of international interest in the implications for warfare of a new suite of technologies, including artificial intelligence, autonomous systems, and deep machine learning. Use of technology to wage war is nothing new. Every technological revolution, from gunpowder to steamships to nuclear fission and rocketry, has given rise to new challenges for international security, arms control, and disarmament. What is perhaps different this time is the prospect of losing human control, however imperfect and unwise it has been historically, over the waging of war to machines. The weapon, separate thus far in combat, could in fact fuse with the wielder. Then again, autonomy and self-learning in machines, just like all dual-use technologies before, hold the prospect of ameliorating the human condition. A recent global summit on AI for good, held in June 2017 at the International Telecommunications Union, showcased a range of peaceful applications for AI in areas such as medicine, education, mobility, and agriculture. The overwhelming sense was that none of the UN Sustainable Development Goals would be left untouched by this wave of technology. Policymakers may have to scramble to stay abreast of a rapidly evolving field that exhibits all the characteristics of nonlinear change and unpredictability arising out of complex systems interaction. It is timely, therefore, that the CCW, a unique framework convention that strives for a balance between military necessity and the humanitarian imperative, has started a formal and regular consideration of issues related to emerging technologies relevant to laws. The CCW's flexibility and its deep roots in international humanitarian law make it ideally suited to tackle the legal, military, and humanitarian issues arising out of the potential development, proliferation, and use of lethal autonomous weapon systems. The informal meetings of the past 3 years, chaired by Ambassador Jean-Hugues Simon-Michel of France in 2014, and Ambassador Michael Biontino of Germany in 2015 and 2016, as well as several in-depth studies carried out by UNIDIR, ICRC, and many NGOs, academics, and industry groups, have laid a sound basis for the start of our formal discussions in the GGE in the context of the objectives and purposes of the CCW. Civil society has contributed laudably to raising awareness of the issue and stimulating debate on policy options. I look forward to working this week with all delegations and all those present in the room and building on our previous work. At this point, I'd like to turn to Ms. Anya Kasperson, the Director of the Office for Disarmament Affairs and the head of the ODA in Geneva for her statement. Ms. Kasperson, you have the floor.